Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a snowboat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Breaking news in the Ben and Vince newsroom. Snow
is falling,
blanketing, destroying, causing terror and mayhem.
Yeah, people are running around in terror and panic. I can see them from my window.
Yeah, I can't believe we were able to make it into the studio today.
Well, I'm not. I'm calling remotely. I couldn't make it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just going to sleep overnight at the studio. What happened?
Well, what happened was that I remembered that I left something on at my house, so I had to go back and turn it off.
Oh, what did you leave on?
The tea kettle.
Tea kettle.
Yeah.
Why do you have a tea kettle?
For making coffee.
Oh, okay. Wait, so, yeah. It's a good thing I have that train that goes from my house to the studio, because otherwise I would never...
It's like underground, right?
Yeah.
That is...
It's also under snow now.
Everything is under snow now. Has been blanketed.
Look out the window. I guess you can't look out the window, but...
I have windows in my house, Vince.
Well, I'm sure they're already covered all the way up with snow already. But here, up in the studio, on the 16th floor...
Yeah.
We got...
Is that really the 15th floor, because there is no 13th floor?
I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Eric.
Okay.
I mean, I only ever go to one floor. I don't even pay attention.
Right. Anyway, go on.
I mean, because we have our own separate elevator bank, you know?
Yeah. You have to have, like, a key to get in there. That's kind of...
Yeah.
Security.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, whiteout conditions outside.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking down at the traffic. People are, you know, fishtailing. The snow plows are getting stuck.
I'll tell you one thing. No one is getting in or out of this city.
Yeah. Lockdown.
Yeah. Quarantine.
Yeah, no. I heard they called in the National Guard in Virginia to come rescue people from their cars.
Oh yeah.
And then West Virginia ordered the border between them and Virginia to be shut down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy madness, crazy.
Yeah, basically anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean,
anarchy dinner.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I thought it was supposed to be 2012 that the world was ending, but I guess...
Snowpocalypse 2009.
Yeah, the blizzard of 2009 is happening right now.
Yeah. Actually, the blizzard warning, I think, has been lifted.
Really?
Yeah. This is our live latest data.
Oh, so what does that mean? So the worst is over?
No, we're not going to get those 35 mile an hour.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, those are some crazy...
Still under winter storm warning. How much snow do you think you got on the ground down there?
I'm eyeballing it. It looks like, you know, approximately 75 feet from where I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So
I can really, like, the roof here in the studio is, like, you know, creaking and cracking. There's a lot of weight up there. I hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah, right. Is it leaking or anything?
I don't know. I can't really tell. There's, like, I'm looking at the ceiling, and there's, like, it's hard to tell if there's any leaks just because there's all that crazy stuff painted on there.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, like, you know, I don't know. I just see a lot of dicks. I don't know if that's...
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I mean,
what to make of that.
You think maybe there's a giant pile of dicks leaking from, you know, from the ceiling into the studio?
Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be more of a snowstorm than a dick storm.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. They often, you know, come together, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so, but, you know, conditions are extreme.
Extreme, yeah. Yeah, we got this dick storm has been causing a lot of closings and delays here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I guess Ben and Vince Show is your Storm Watch podcast, so we might as well... You know, keep everyone informed.
Oh, yeah. Let's announce the delays.
Right.
So, there's no school today, so there was no delays.
Yeah, well it says I got here in Maryland, Calvert County Public Schools are closed. Certified Learning Center in Silver Spring is in a 2-hour delay.
That sounds like a pretty good place to go to learn. I mean, it's certified.
It's certified. Charles County Public Schools, all weekend activities are canceled.
Yeah.
Howard Community College is closed. Landon School of Bethesda, all campus activities are canceled. The Soccerplex is closed. Montgomery College, all campuses are closed and exams are rescheduled for Monday.
Oh.
Redland Baptist Church is closed on Sunday.
What?
Yeah.
God also, is taking off? Isn't,
oh, yeah. You didn't hear about this? The Archdiocese in D.C. Exempt all the Catholics in the area from attending Mass this weekend.
How does he have the authority to do that?
I don't know. Vested in him by God, I guess. But apparently that's only the second time this decade that anything like that has happened.
Wow. And this decade is almost over.
Yeah, it's been almost 10 years, almost.
Since the beginning of this decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, so it's been exactly 10 years since 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are the chances that on this day, there will be a snowstorm?
Right, I know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So Sanford Brown Institute of Landover is closed. Temple Shalom Religious School in Chevy Chase is closed with morning and evening classes canceled.
Wow.
Test College of Technology Beltsville is closed. UMBC is closed. UMCP is also closed with commencement and other programs canceled for Saturday.
Wow.
So if you were graduating this semester, looks like you're not going to get that degree.
That's right.
You have to watch. Did you hear about this? People had their exams canceled.
Yeah.
Today, and then they rescheduled them for January 30th.
What?
Yeah. Sucks for those people.
That's.
It sucks that they had to have an exam on Saturday anyway.
Well, right. Yeah.
We're like, damn, right?
Yeah, that's like very far in the future.
And of course, Montgomery County Public Schools, all emergency message, all school activities and community activities and school buildings are canceled Saturday, December 19th and Sunday, December 20th due to weather conditions.
Wait, the buildings are canceled?
The activities in the buildings are canceled. And debido a las condiciones del tiempo, todas las actividades en los edificios de las escuelas públicas están canceladas sábado 19 de diciembre y domingo 20 de diciembre.
Did I hear the word albedo in there?
Yeah. The snow has a very high albedo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Alexandria City Public Schools, all weekend activities are canceled. Arlington County Public Schools are closed. Pools are also closed. Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia, Saturday activities canceled. Germanic Community College in Fredericksburg, all locations are closed. Holy Transfiguration Greek Catholic Church in McLean is closed.
Wow.
ITT Technical Institute is closed. What is Montas going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Liberty Community Church in Manassas is closed. Lutheran Church of the Covenant in Dale City is closed. Plymouth Haven Baptist Church is closed. Prince William County Public Schools, all activities canceled. PRTC OmniLink, Prince William County is closed. No bus service today. Sands School of Falls Church is closed. All three locations. St. Rita Parish in Alexandria is closed.
Okay.
The religious education classes for Sunday are canceled. And Metro is closed.
Whoa, really?
Except for the below ground stations.
Okay.
But all the bus service and the 39 above ground metro stations are closed.
Man.
Also in the district, George Washington, D.C., GW University in D.C.
Yes.
The university is open.
Whoa.
Exams are canceled. Performances at the Lisner Auditorium are canceled. And the Women's Sunday basketball game are canceled.
But the university is
open. The university is open.
Thank God.
Yeah. Howard University is closed. Johns Hopkins University in D.C. is closed. Saturday class and exams canceled. Peabody Prep closed. Classes and recitals are canceled. Mm. Trinity University is closed. And UDC is closed. All activities for this weekend will be rescheduled.
So basically, if you were planning on doing anything this weekend, it's been canceled.
That is correct.
Don't go outside.
Yeah.
Don't go inside.
It's very dangerous out there in the streets.
Yeah. You know,
we've got these live looks at the Beltway. People are getting stuck in ditches and,
yeah.
And you know, the snow plows are getting stuck. There's only, you know, one travel lane and just, you know, it's a madhouse. Madhouse. Yeah. It's a death trap.
It's a death house.
It's a grind house. Okay.
Okay. It's only December, whatever. 19. Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So what I'm hearing from you, Dan, is that we should all just stay home today and don't worry about going out. Because it's too dangerous. Conditions are just not amenable to traveling.
Yeah, that's what all the news says. They say it's just too dangerous. By all means, don't go out. You know, don't leave the house. Don't go out on the roads. It's just too dangerous. But if you are going to go out, make sure you have a four-wheel drive vehicle. And, you know, like, okay.
So, Lisa, it's can, like, we get an update on our county's homeless population? Like, what's going on with them? Lisa? I think we've lost the satellite hookup. We'll have to check back in on her later, but I can only assume that it's not a good day to be homeless in Montgomery County right now.
No, probably not. Who's Lisa?
She's our on-the-spot homeless correspondent.
Oh.
Don't you remember?
Not really.
We hired her. We interviewed, like, a lot of applicants. Like, you were there.
Oh, wait.
You were asking a lot of questions.
Are you sure that this actually happened, or was this just the movie Audition?
I didn't know there was a movie called Audition.
Yeah.
So, probably it was just that movie.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got a live look at the Beltway right now, and it's just, you know, just snowing, and people are driving without their headlights on, and...
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. You know, someone, who I'm not going to say who, yeah, I'm not even going to tell the story. Yeah, I went to the grocery store last night.
Whoa, okay.
And
like, what time?
It was pretty early. It was like 4:30.
Okay. I guess that technically is night these days.
Yeah, it was dark outside.
Yeah, I know.
But the lines were just so long, and it was so crowded. I couldn't, like, stop and text anyone, and, like, you know, like, it was just there was madness. And then, you know, our other on the spot correspondent Ben Katosky,
mm-hmm.
he went to the Safeway much later on at like 10.
Uh-oh.
And he said there was just panic everywhere. You know, I can read what he put on Twitter. He said,
"Yeah, let's get some eyewitness accounts."
Yeah, I'll just look at Snowpocalypse 09 tags. Oh my god, there's so many.
All
right, let me see what Katosky said first, real quick.
Yeah. And, there's just a run on the grocery stores. I mean, everyone's buying duct tape and bubble wrap. No one wants to be caught.
LOL, every single egg is gone, and there's spilled milk everywhere. This is a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be unprepared for this snowpocalypse. I mean, we could be trapped in our houses for literally days.
Days. I feel like everyone ran out to the grocery store and gets supplies, and still nobody has anything. My friend's like, "Do you think if we order pizza, they'll deliver it?" I'm like, "No." But what if it's really close? They could just use a bike.
Wow.
That's the other thing. It's a really good thing that they put those flashing lights on top of school buses. Otherwise,
we'd never be able to find them. Yeah. Have there been any school bus crashes yet?
I don't think so. All the schools are closed.
Right, okay. So, thank God.
Yeah.
I was driving home. I got home at, like, I don't know, 9 something. It was, like, as soon as, you know, it was snowing a little bit. And, like, you know, an hour later, I looked out and it was just, man, pandemonium. I mean, I really timed it well, you know. I could have been caught out there. I could have been, you know, dead or worse.
Yeah, or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all these people, you know.
Wait, hold on. I have to take a message.
Oh my god, put it on the air. Put the caller on the air. We have a call on the tip line. Let's put him on the air.
Let's put him on the air.
Put them on the air.
I what?
I thought you were gonna put them on the air.
Who's on the air?
The caller.
There's no caller. I thought you had a caller.
Wait, you just said I have a caller, and you like disappeared for a minute.
Yeah, it was a caller telling me to stay inside.
Oh my god! Put them on the air.
No, they're already gone. They left.
Oh my god! All right.
They're going to stay inside in another part of the inside.
Holy shit. Just make sure you stay inside. Oh my god. Oh, this person is getting a bad again accident. Holy shit.
Oh wow. Stop laughing.
Oh yeah, there's just, watching the news, there's just so much, you know, ridiculous shit going on. Will Thomas was on last night.
Yeah.
He was in for Brian.
Oh, Brian Boulder couldn't make it.
Yeah, that was great.
Nice.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sure Will Thomas just lives at the studio, though.
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, no big deal for him. I'm surprised he wasn't out there on the scene, you know?
Well, he would have been out there. Wisdom Martin was out there on the scene. Who else? Robbie Chavez, I think.
Oh, yeah?
And some of these other... Wisdom Martin was talking about how... You know, everybody was out hitting the hardware stores before even a single flake had fallen in the DMV.
The DMV?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how they go out and interview these people before the storm.
Yeah.
And the people are just like, well, they said on the news that it's going to be, you know, 12. I'm like, so we're listening to people talk on the news about what the news has said before.
Exactly. Yeah, like, what's your plan for dealing with this weather catastrophe? I think I'm just going to stay home and not go out. All right. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of stuff. Channel 9 has been on live all day.
Man.
And apparently, they were simulcasting Channel 9 on, like, Hot 99.5.
Wow.
And all the other stations, just, you know, to... So everyone could stay informed. But,
right.
I mean, you don't need to do that. Ben and Vince Show has you covered.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you covered. Is that our slogan? We have you covered? We're covering you? You've been covered by us?
You are not open.
I don't think that's the opposite of covered.
That is totally the opposite of covered.
Open? That's the opposite of closed.
That's the opposite of covered. If you're either you're covered or you're open.
You're uncovered. You're not covered.
I guess.
You're clear.
You're in the open. You're open.
You're open. You're naked.
I'm open.
Ben and Vince Show. We're open.
But you're not.
Because we unopened you.
We're covering you.
We closed you up. We're keeping you under house arrest.
Oh my god. We got live look of some idiot driving down the street in front of Chevy Chase Bank.
Yeah. Is he driving like an idiot?
Oh my god. Well, he has a four-wheel drive, so it's okay.
Oh, thank god.
We saw earlier one of the reporters was demonstrating what it means to fishtail using one of the paper kitty meal cars from the Silver Diner.
Oh my god.
Awesome. It's just her shaking the car back and forth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Demonstrating what, you know, how to fishtail in an actual car is something Jordan Turner would do.
Yeah. Dude, that's true.
Like, do you know what's gonna happen? Go out there and drive. It's gonna be something like this. Ah! I wonder where he is on this the worst day of the decade.
I actually don't know where he is. I haven't seen him like all year.
Oh.
Ever since he went to Native America.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
this just in, the Potomac Massage Institute is closed.
Oh shoot. How is anyone going to relax today?
Yeah. How is anyone going to learn to relax other people?
Oh, I thought but you could probably
don't worry. We've got you covered. Free massage lessons here at the Benjamin Studio.
Yeah, if you can get here.
If you can get here.
Yeah. And if you want to give me a massage, I'm open for that. I'm uncovered for that.
You're uncovered? All right, so Just you know, to let our viewers and our listeners, you know, keep everyone informed. Where is your house?
It's at 123 Fake Street.
That's not true. It's at one. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think I said it before. Just follow your heart and you'll get there. But just stay home.
Yeah, do not go out.
Dono go out. Somebody said.
Yeah, Max Dono Hugh, go out.
Hey guys, walk out.
No, walk out.
If you have to go outside, just walk. Don't drive. It's too unsafe.
Yeah, no, but don't walk either, because then you'll get hit by a car.
Yeah. And don't drive a car either, because you might hit somebody walking.
Yeah, or hit yourself.
Yeah. And if you have to go outside to walk, make sure you walk with four wheels.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. And then,
but the most important thing is just stay home.
Exactly. Okay. And everyone's, you know, out there shoveling.
Yeah.
You know, and the snow and the pudding pops and the
Yeah.
My neighbor went and drove somewhere.
Yeah.
She's not back. I don't know what happened.
Oh shoot. Did she get eaten by the snow?
Yeah, we got a live look of some trees now with snow blowing in front of them.
Oh wow. That's how you can tell that it's snowing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're probably about to cut to the view of the Capitol that just looks like the roof of a building. Oh, we got kids throwing snowballs. Kids are throwing snowballs.
We have unconfirmed reports coming in that kids have been out there rolling up snow into a ball shape and then hurling it at each other.
We got the Capitol now. We can't see it. The visibility is too low.
Wow, yeah. What's our give me some statistics. What's our visibility? What's the humidity right now?
The visibility is about a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Around the region.
Okay.
The relative humidity is 84%.
That's quite high.
Yeah. The current conditions are heavy snow.
Okay. What's the chance what's the chance of snow showers today?
100%.
Okay.
There's also thunder snow being reported in southern
thunder snow,
southern Maryland,
wow.
and Anne Arundel County, Charles County, thunder snow going on today. So
man, maybe
it's pretty much the end of the world.
Yeah, they get the coolest weather over there, and Anne Arundel County.
Yeah, they sometimes do.
But not that snow is cool, kids. Don't. Drive around.
What do you kids think, that's cool or something?
Snow hides under people's porches and eats their pets.
Yeah.
And then falls from the sky and covers your driveway so you can't get out. I mean, in some way, the snow is doing us a service because it's blocking all of the driveways so you can't get out and to try and drive in the snow.
Don't even think about it.
Don't attempt to drive. If you get out there and start driving, I will come over there and like slash your tires. I'll make you crash just so you see that you shouldn't be driving. I took lessons from the Jordan Turner School of Driving.
I took lessons from the Jordan Turner Institute of Massage, which is closed.
Don't you mean covered?
We've got it covered. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at this car right now, and it's just a mound of snow. You can't even see the car.
I know.
You can't, if you wanted to open the door, it'd just be full of snow.
Wow. That's, you know, this is the kind of things that are happening today.
This storm is a 10 on Tappersett's bread-o-meter.
Bread-o?
Bread-o-meter.
What is it? Measures,
barometer.
It measures bread?
It measures how much bread you need to go and buy.
Oh, 10 loaves?
I guess.
It's a lot.
It's basically a panic-o-meter.
Yeah, really.
Fucking panic, man.
This is the most apocalyptic day of the last century, I think.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing that's happened since, like, the Kennedy assassination. But we all know what happened after the Kennedy assassination.
What?
Lyndon Johnson became president. So.
What's going on at your house?
It's a snow apocalypse.
I can hear it.
I know, right?
It sounds like someone's plowing your house.
we're getting, the snow is building up.
What the fuck?
Things are not going well over here.
Oh my god. Oh, Vince, I think we're losing you.
Can you?
And we lost him.
Send help. Right,
well, there you have it. There you have it. The snowpocalypse, if you will. Snowpocalypse of 2009.
I think I got out. I escaped. I ran away from the snow.
We're looking at the Skype view of someone driving right now on Channel 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, from the inside of the car or the outside?
From the inside.
Nice. Is the windshield about covered in snow?
Yeah, there's a wiper going back and forth.
Oh, man.
We're coming up on a disabled vehicle here.
Uh-oh.
It's a Chevy Trailblazer.
What's the license plate?
No, we're driving past Connecticut Avenue now.
Okay.
And it's just totally impassable. It's like those Jeep commercials, you know?
No.
You know, when you just see those Jeeps driving through the snow, that's what it's like.
Oh, okay.
We got another guy disabled here. He's got like a 78 Cadillac.
Sir, you should have stayed home. Didn't I tell you to stay home?
Yeah.
Why didn't you listen? Now you're out there. Who knows what could happen? Yeah. If you have children, make sure to lock them up so they don't escape and drive your car away.
Just keep them covered. Yeah.
Yeah.
The National Guard is coming to help these people, I think.
Oh, nice.
We gotta have the National fucking Guard.
Yeah,
they're in like helicopters and shit.
Oh my god. I can't believe it's safe enough to drive a helicopter right now.
Yeah, well, if you have a helicopter, just don't go out. The skies are too slippery. You know, they're covered with snow. Really, the only safe form of transportation is
staying home.
Rail. Yeah, staying home. Do that. You can email yourself, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. If you have to use the treadmill, okay, but even that is
probably, yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it if it was me.
Just stay home and you know have a good time or something.
Yeah, have a Christmas.
Oh, but this just then, everybody out there listening, your house is closed.
Oh wow!
So don't even
go there.
Don't even go there. Don't even get out of bed. Just stay. Stay in bed.
All activities have been canceled at your home.
Yeah.
So just... So
don't expect anyone. Make sure you don't let anyone in.
They could be carrying snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, snow is deadly. Deadly snow.
That's what I heard. If you let snow inside your house, you might have to, you know, put a giant plastic dome overhead or something.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, don't go out.
Don't go home. Just don't.
If you do go out, or if you stay home, just make sure you panic as much as possible.
That's the message I'm getting right now from our nation's experts. Is just the key right now is to panic as much as possible, and if you have to go anywhere, try to panic even more. But don't. Right. Just don't even go. Stay home and panic. That's the safest thing you can do right now.
Absolutely.
And if there's strong winds, you should go to the basement. And if there's a really light, like wussy winds, you should go upstairs and taunt it.
Go to the roof.
Go outside on your roof and make sure that there's no snow getting onto your roof.
It could collapse your studio.
Yeah. Look out for dicks too.
Yeah. All right. Well,
further updates as events warrant. But for now, we've got you. We're covering you. We're laying on top of you.
we're surrounding you.
We're smothering you to death.
You're being suffocated
by the Ben and Vince show.
Yeah. So just keep it tuned. You know, Ben and Vince show. Your Stormwatch. Podcast.
Your place to go for information about snow.
Yeah. Actually, I think this is just coming down the wire. I think the Ben and Vince show is now closed.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's go home.
Wait. We shouldn't go out.
Let's stay home.
All right.
signing off.